Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mayloff here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our good friends from the ODC. We have Ann and Chris joining us. Looking forward to that. Right now, we have in studio with us our friend Chad Schooley, Director of Wood County Parks and Forestry from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. That works out for you, Chad, that you have the job title. I didn't need to put that in there. We appreciate you being here, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good to have you with us, Chad. We send a big thank you to you and your team over there and all the work you guys do in our parks and in our area and covering so many of these subjects, and looking forward to diving into some of this with you today. Let's kick things off with what means spring and summer to a lot of us, our parks opening.
Yes, absolutely. So May 1st is the big day every year. That's when we officially open a lot of our gates. Our campgrounds are open. Shelters are available for rental, things like that. So just around the corner next Wednesday is when our campground gates are open and we start seeing all the trailers come in. So
what do you and your team have to do to prepare for that, Chuck?
Oh man, our maintenance staff, they're busy year round, but just getting things neat, clean, tidy. Most of our buildings are just seasonal, right? So that means getting them plumbed for the season, water tests. Think about your yard, you know, in the springtime, what type of spring cleanup you have, and then multiply that by a lot.
Yeah.
As far as just the acreage that needs to be cleaned up. So it's a lot of work, but they do a great job.
How big is your team? It doesn't have to be an exact number, but around a ballpark idea.
Yeah, so we have approximately 15 full-time employees, and then right around May, end of May, we start bringing on some seasonal workers. And so at the maximum, we have about an additional 10 seasonal in the summer months.
It's a lot of parks. There's a lot of land to cover for a small group. And I just appreciate the work that's done by those people to be able to make that happen so that we can enjoy our parks and everything. It's a note that we don't always get a chance to reference. Are there other things that you tried to do in the early part of the season when these camps are first opening, when these parks are first opening?
Yeah, so just like anything, you know, we're not at 100% May 1st. We get everything, like I said, facilities open, campsites usable, things like that. But over the next month, we're still cleaning up, you know, limbs and mulching. We had a really heavy pine cone drop this year. So just, you know, think about that all the time, but just clean up of that material so you're not continuously throwing those around with your lawnmowers, things like that.
Yeah.
So early season really is just continuing to get things cleaned up and looking nice. So.
With a winter like we just had, was it easier or were there different difficulties that you guys normally haven't had before because of it?
It was different. Mm. So Powers Bluff, which is usually a big event location for our winter months, we're only open one weekend this year because of the lack of snow. So that did give our maintenance staff opportunity to do a lot of other things. Primarily, unfortunately, we have the emerald ash borer in our parks now. So they spent a lot of time just taking down dead ash trees, either dead or kind of being a little bit more forward thinking and taking down some trees that are going to be dead within the next year or two. It's a terrible tree disease, and you don't like taking those trees down, but you can't treat every one of them, right?
Yeah.
So just for safety purposes, that was a lot of time spent this last off season was, and they're always doing that, you know, hazard trees, dead trees within our parks, but it was increased this year because of that disease.
How is it going on that front, us against this insect?
We're losing.
Yeah.
You really can't win against it. No. All you can do is really try to stay ahead of it as much as you can to decrease the safety concerns that you might have, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of area that is not developed within our parks that we may just, you know, have nature take its course. The tree's going to die. Eventually it's going to fall over, all that good stuff. But fortunately, we don't have trails. We don't have buildings. We don't have infrastructure that we're, you know, real concerned about safety. But obviously in those areas that people are at, mm-hmm. along trails, in our campgrounds, anything near buildings. We don't want, you know, structural damage. Those are the ones that we're addressing. So.
We've covered it here on our shows a lot, and tried to bring some attention to it, especially up north with the winter we had and the lack of opportunities to make money, basically, to be as blunt as I can about it. And our empathy for so many of our northerners because of that. Our parks throughout the whole state really felt this too. Correct. And that's something I think that is noteworthy as well. To our listeners out there especially, you know, this is all the more reason to really take in this spring, summer time and take in these parks and make use of Powers Bluff and some of these other areas.
Right. Yeah. You got to take advantage while you can.
And we got the locations for you, everybody. Yes. Boy, there's a park near you. I don't know who's listening or where you're listening from, but there is a park near you. There are some great locations around here. Let's get into that a little bit, Chad.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. I'd like to kind of touch base on all of our locations and kind of promote some of the offerings that we have. So we'll start out with a couple just day use areas. So NEPCO Lake County Park, basically just outside Wisconsin Rapids. It's technically in the village of Port Edwards. Yeah. But that park is very popular year-round, right? So we've got basically multi-use trails. So winter months, cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, but mm-hmm. summer months it's very popular just for people hiking out there. So a lot of people from town, out of town, they'll come and use that. We also actually have about 5 miles of single track trail. So for bikers, they can utilize it year round again, and it's also used for snowshoeing. But the biggest draw, I'm sure a lot of your listeners have either rented the shelter or have been to an event that was in the shelter, but that's our currently that's our only year-round shelter that we've got. Beautiful location, beautiful setting, things like that. So very popular. And then summer activities, we've got the boat landing. So a lot of people utilize NEPCO Lake for different purposes, fishing or recreation or things like that. We also have a beach area. All of our beaches, they open Memorial Weekend. So we have a little bit of time yet before those are officially open. But yeah, so that's NEPCO Lake. Again, very popular for day users.
I'd like to read from one of our listeners. I'd like to read a comment about that shelter area. It's a beautiful shelter. I highly recommend it to everybody. Perfect place to get married. From Jillian Maloff, my little sister. My little sister got married over there. Beautiful spot. We had such a good time over there. Really do encourage people to take advantage of these things that we have around here and make use of them. And something like that too. Such a versatile like spot. You can do so many things with that area.
Right.
These parks, there's one near you. Be sure to take them in, enjoy them, and find out more. We're speaking with our good friend Chad Schooley from the Wisconsin Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. And Chad, I wanted to talk about the ribbon cutting you have coming up.
Sure. Awesome. That leads very well into the next park I wanted to highlight, and that's Powers Bluff. Mm. So another day use area. We don't have camping there. But a lot of different things year-round that people can come out and enjoy. So winter months, that's obviously, you know, historically, that's kind of what people know Powers Bluff for recreation. But over the last few years, we've been putting in multiple miles of trail that are designed really for year-round use. Mm. So 5.5 miles of off-road kind of mountain bike trail. And again, year-round, as far as we do have a lot of that groomed in the winter months when we have snow for fat tire biking. But this time of year, specifically summer months, again, get out and enjoy that. We have multiple different skill level trail segments. Mm-hmm. So from beginner all the way up to advanced. Very, very excited about that. In addition to those 5.5 miles, we also have 3 miles of gravel trail. It's a multi-use. Winter months groomed for cross-country skiing and biking as well. But in the summer months, beautiful hiking trail for, you know, if you want to go out and look at birds, identify different species of plants, which this location is well known for, you know, you name it. come out and enjoy that. So in celebration of those trails, we are doing a ribbon cutting, and that's going to be held on May 31st at 1 p.m. We will get more information out over the next month, kind of advertising that. But we really want the community to come out and hopefully get out and hike and or bike some of those trails and get to know it. So
Make sure when you get the details of that, let us know. We can promote it here at the station and everything. One of the things that we want to do as a community certainly is be looking out for each other. And one of the things that we appreciate in this state especially is these beautiful parks we have and all these opportunities we have to get out there to experience nature, to enjoy it. We know how hard the winter months were. Let's really make use of these summer months and spring and summer months and show our parks, show the people that work at our parks how much we appreciate them and how much we love having these parks by using them. And that ribbon cutting is going to be a fun event. Looking forward to that. And all summer long, we've got such great opportunities for people. We've only really scratched the surface, Chad. There is certainly, as you mentioned, boat landings and plenty to do there. There's disc golfing. That there are things available for that. There is camping, of course, as well. Most of these things involve a pass or reaching out to the to find out more about it. So what are some details that people should know as far as these passes go when you're getting something for disc golf or boat launching parking pass or any of these kind of things that you might need?
So it really is a combination of, you know, there are fee areas and there's free areas. So basically summer months, if you're out hiking, on any of our multi-use trails, there's no fee to that. So get out, get some exercise, enjoy nature. But there are some more intensively used, trails and intensively maintained trails. One of those being the new, single track bike trail at Powers Bluff. So year round, there is a fee, associated with that. Similar, and it's basically the same pass. So if you were to purchase an annual pass, that would also be good for cross-country skiing and snowshoeing in the winter months. So it's kind of a year-round thing. So in the summer months, that's basically trail-wise, that's the only fee that we've got. Winter months, when we do have groomed trails, those also have associated fees for cross-country skiing, fat tire biking, and snowshoeing on groomed trails. So that kind of takes care of the trail portion. Obviously camping, so if you go into one of our three basically larger park locations, Southwood County Park, Northwood County Park, Dexter, those all have campgrounds, and obviously there is a per night fee for that. A few years ago, we went away from any on-site self-registration. So that meant, you know, filling out a form, putting a check or cash in that and dropping it in the drop box. We no longer allow that. Everything is basically through our online reservation service now. What's nice about that is you can, same day, you know, you can still do the same thing. Go out, find a site that you like, go onto that reservation system, and that will verify, you know, what sites are open. And you can essentially make that reservation right from your smartphone. In addition, if you don't have a smartphone, if you don't want to use that, you can come into our office during open hours. Or you can contact the ranger out on site, and they can assist you. We've got a tablet out there, and they can kind of walk you through that process. So there's a fee for camping. In addition, so we have multiple shelter buildings. And those, some of those, the open shelters are on a first come, first serve, or they can be reserved, right? So if you have an event that you want to make sure you have, you know, the grill, the picnic tables, all that good stuff, again, you can either call our office, we can do that over the phone, or you can go right on that same reservation site and make it. Both camping and shelters can be reserved up to 12 months in advance. Believe it or not, most of our, if not all of our Saturdays in several of our parks, they're already taken for the season.
I believe it.
So Memorial through Labor Day. Very popular. And typically those are reserved right on the dot, 12 months in advance, a lot of them right at midnight. So midnight, 12 months in advance, you can go on and hopefully get your shelter reservation at that time. So
it really speaks to how popular these are and how much they're not only how versatile they are and how much they're being used, but how much fun people have with them. So much of this comes from word of mouth. And hey, I enjoyed this, or like my sister mentioned, you know, when I told her I was going to be on the air with you and stuff, and she's like, oh, make sure to mention this. And so much of it is word of mouth and recommendations. And I bring that up in part to remind everybody out there, you can be an advertiser for our parks and forestry departments. We all know word of mouth goes so far, and encourage people to spread word about these. Even when you're out of town and you're in another area or another part of the state or another state, make sure to mention and reference our parks and how beautiful they are over in this area. I do want to take a moment to shout out our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, the gang over there. Appreciate all the work that they do. Encourage you to subscribe to their YouTube page. In part, I bring them up because they're always privy to some of these things that I share with just our guests. So this is just between all of us and everything. But I've never been camping. I've never been camping. Man. I've been wanting to do it since I was a kid. I've never had an opportunity to. For people like myself that want to dive into this and want to give camping a try and all that, are there a couple of things that you should know right out the gate? Certainly making your reservation early on.
Yep, so that would be the first thing. You know, for people that are first jumping into camping, you know, there's all different levels of camping, right?
So. Yeah, and I'm asking a real basics version. I didn't mean to throw a big one at you there.
No,
how
no
much
problem.
Time do we have?
But just a few basics, I would say, yes, jump on reservations if there's a certain site. I always advise people that are new to the area, you know, drive through our parks first, right? There, you know, you'll have some waterfront sites. You'll have some that are a little bit more remote. Mm-hmm. So it depends on what type, you know, what are you looking for?
See, I didn't
for?
Even think of that. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
even within our three campgrounds, they're very unique, right? Lake Wazeecha or Southwood County Park, a little closer to town, a lot of day users, you know, a lot of walkers going around the lake. And then you have Dexter and Northwood County Park, a lot more remote. You know, just the tree cover, the type of, you know, Northwood County Park, heavy soils, just lush, nonstop growing grass. Southwood County Park, sandy soils. Last year, we didn't mow much, right? So just very different look, feel. So I guess my biggest recommendation is go and visit first. See which one you like, and then kind of pursue different options.
It's a great note. I wouldn't have thought of that. That's a really good note about that. And honestly, Chad, this is how good you are. I knew this would tee us up to talk about our campgrounds, and I kind of wanted to wrap up just going into our campgrounds a little bit. You touched on that already, the locations and the differences between these campgrounds. Can you go a little more in depth into that just a little bit to give everybody an idea of where these are and you know, something to look forward to this spring and summer to get out there?
Sure, absolutely. So we'll start on the north part of the county. So Northwood County Park, just north of Pittsville, kind of between Pittsville and Marshfield. So again, one of our original parks. So Northwood County Park and Southwood County Park were the first two parks that were designated in Wood County way back in 1935.
Wow,
so it's
that
been
is
there
awesome.
A while.
Yeah.
So what's neat about that park is there's a lot of buildings, a lot of structures that really are, you know, some of those initial structures that were in the park.
That's something.
Just really cool stone shelters, stone buildings that you kind of think about when you think about older county and state park systems.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Northwood County Park has a campground, approximately 99 sites. Most of those are electric sites. Hmm. So we've been updating electric over the years. Most recently, last fall, after closure, we updated 33 more sites to 50 amp service. So all of those services are 50, 30, and then your standard plug-in. So all three are on the pedestals. So that's kind of nice. Over the years, we've been increasing the size of our camp pads. Mm. Obviously, trying to keep up electrically and size-wise with the bigger sizes units.
Yeah.
So North Park, very unique. It's got a suspension bridge that it's very well known for. Kind of a neat little bridge that you can walk across and check out the Yellow River that runs through it.
It's awesome.
So, Very cool. You had mentioned disc golf, and I know that's another favorite for many people, but that has a beautiful 18-hole disc golf course out there that actually hosts multiple tournaments out there annually and things like that.
I've been
to
one of those. It's real nice and beautiful park. Beautiful park.
So that's the first one. Then traveling south on Highway 80 to 54 is Dexter Lake County Park. Same water body, so it's the Yellow River that feeds Dexter Lake. It's obviously it's a dammed lake owned, maintained by Wood County. Purpose of putting that in was for the purpose of creating recreation, a recreational lake. So that too has a campground approximately 100 site. What's unique about that is there's access via ATV trail and route. So we have a 10 site ATV campsite area. So individuals can ride off the road, get on, you know, get into the campground. They can come in with a trailer, offload, and then start riding, things like that. So portions of that park are open for ATV, UTV riders, which is an increasing activity throughout the state here. And then getting closer to town here, the third campground would be Lake Wazeecha or Southwood County Park. Again, one of the original campgrounds and parks. So that is a little smaller, about 77 sites. But again, all of our campgrounds, most of the sites are now electric, the 50 amp. I didn't mention, so Dexter Park does have four full hookup sites. Those are the only ones in our system currently. So they have electric sewer hookup and water. All the other ones just have a dump station. So essentially when you come in with your trailer, you can fill with fresh water and you can dump before you leave there. So,
They're all beautiful. They're all great and all waiting for you. They're all waiting for you and your family or your friends to go and have a good time. We've come up with some great stuff and talked about, there's also other great things. And again, just scratch the surface of what's available through our parks and our forestry area. Get out in nature, enjoy some nature, everybody, and support our parks and forestry department. Chad, always appreciate the time. We just never have enough of it.
We'll
have to bring it back real soon here, sometime during the summer or something like that. I think it'd be fun to catch up and talk about some of the things we have already. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about what we've talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yeah, so best way is just Google us, right? Go to our website. We have all of the information I talked about, plus a lot more. You also have a link to our reservation system that I talked about. You can also purchase passes, different passes, right off the website as well. So that's the best way. Or stop in, say hi. Yeah. We're located in the Riverblock building, second floor, or you can give us a call. So.
And Chad's not kidding. I just type into the search bar Wood County Parks and Forestry, and before I'm even finished, it pops right up. You can find it real quick. Be sure to reach out to them and for all your needs, and certainly making these reservations early on and everything so that you and your family can get out there and have some fun. Big thank you to you, Chad. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. Thank you.
And thank you to our friends over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media doing such great work. Do yourself a favor. Go onto YouTube, type into your search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe to that page. Support the work they are doing. We'll take a time out. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.